Thank you so much to Jeff, who was bringing us jazz on Saturday today. And thank you to all the callers as well. It's so good of you to call in. We do love to hear from the community. I am Lou. I'll be on, I'm just a summer programmer. And so this is She Oscillates, second show of the summer. And I'll be playing you specials each week. So last week I did a show about Boston and music from that area. And today I'll be doing music from Japan, which you might have picked up on with that last track. We just heard Hoover's Over, and they're a really fun band from Tokyo, and that song was called Collection. And we opened up with Pizzicato 5, well-known classic from Japan. Pizzicato 5, I didn't realize they actually started in 1985, and their style never really changed. They were still this cool lounge cocktail thing. So in a way, I wonder whether they actually set the scene for the whole Shibuya K scene, which we'll be hearing more about later. I will get back to playing music. Thank you. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio. And we're going to have another track from Hoover's Over. Very short one. This is called Baby Cinnamon. That was, who was that? I've been finding out about all kinds of interesting new albums myself the last couple of days as I've been researching this show. That was actually Super Snaz. It's from the Tokyo Trashville compilation that was released by Ogogo, I guess in the 90s, because that's when Ogogo was. Bruce Milne went to Japan and he hooked up with a whole bunch of people and just met the coolest punk scene people. But that first track is my favourite. Super Snaz play Year One, which is a cover by of the band X, the LA punk band. So we've had kind of a fun collection of tracks from, I don't know, what would you call it? It's like, I'm sort of catching my breath still from running to get into the studio, but I just wanted to start out the show with something funky, and I just couldn't go past Pizzicato 5 for that reason. But my favourite stuff from Japan is their sort of pop-punk rock. It's so tight and really kind of bubblegum and cute and fun, but raw as well. And some of the more famous bands like 5678s and Shonen Knife are really well known. And, you know, they can wear these spangly mini dresses and still play killer guitars live. They're really kind of a power unto themselves. And so I just wanted to start out the show with some of that. We'll then move into some of the more funky 90s stuff in a couple of songs. We heard, as I said, Hoover's Over was a band I played at the start. Baby Cinnamon is the song I just played them. And they actually wrote that for Sanrio, the people who make, you know, Hello Kitty and all that. Those guys asked, they wanted to have a theme song for their new character called Cinema Roll, which is like just a white fluffy puppy dog kind of thing. Basically Hello Kitty, but with floppy ears. And I was walking around Tokyo and I'm looking at this little television and it's got this little floppy, cute thing headbanging to that song, Baby Cinnamon. I've always wanted to find that band and I found out it was Hoover's Over, who I had already discovered. So, you know, my life was complete. It all came full circle. I'm going to follow up now with a track from a band called Swarm Arm. I don't know much about them. This was actually a compilation gifted to me by a friend. This track is called To Watch.
We'll be right back. about a turkey. This is not about Christmas Day, however. This story is about silver turkey. Long, wide, and tall silver trailers. He drives a turkey, and I sit by him. City.
RCR, here to stay.
That was, let's see, McDonald Duck Express, I think. I'm trying to read my handwriting. Oh, McDonald Duck Eclair. And their track, Many, Many Secrets. Very classic Shibuya K sound there. You're listening to She Oscillates on 3CR Community Radio. I'm Lou, and I'll be taking you through the next hour or more of... just an hour left of music from Japan. Some of it's ancient, none of it's new. I decided to go with, you know, the tried and true favourites. And also it's getting harder to find new music now. You know, there's just so much of it online. I really enjoy doing a show just of CDs and vinyl. So I decided to just go through every single CD I had for anything Japanese and put something together because it's such an interesting country. Their music scene is, you know, they have such a huge population, so they have such a broad range of musicians and really high quality musicians. Like, their jazz scene is incredible. You know, it's far better than it is here. There's so many people who are just, you know, session musician level of skill, and a lot of those people then go in and play for pop bands and all that J-pop stuff and the idols and all that kind of thing. I'm going to try and steer clear of that today, but a lot of them sort of end up with their own experimental side projects, and I think that's kind of the case with a few of the bands I've just played. Before McDonald Duck Eclair, we had Buffalo Daughter, probably one of the best known bands from the era. So in the 90s, Shibuya K was this sound which was basically, it seemed to be mixing in guitars and vocals and a whole lot of sampling to make something really quite funky, often taking from lounge music, cocktail music, that kind of stuff, you know, the Burt Bacharach days. Yeah, it's just such an interesting mix, and it was so different to what anyone else was doing in the rest of the world. And Shibuya is now a really famous suburb. It's almost a city centre on its own. It has that huge pedestrian crossing that you sometimes see on the news when they're showing Japan. It's like this huge five-way crossing. Just incredible bands came out of that scene and are still in that scene. Most of the live houses are sort of in that area as well. So it's just sort of in the southwest of central Tokyo. And so Shibuya K is just this kind of style of music. When we definitely heard three tracks straight up that alley. Before Buffalo Daughter, we heard from Plus Tech Squeeze Box and their track Early Riser, and that was a bit more gentle pop, a little bit coy. Is that the right word? Some of the vocalists, I'll admit, you know, there's a lot of whispery, cute girl vocals. But, you know, it's all in good fun. I find it kind of uplifting, fun. You know, it's just about having a good time and maybe a little bit of craziness thrown in. So we'll be hearing a little bit on both of those sides coming up. One of my favourite bands from this same era, who just kept making records for such a long time, is Hi Posse. They're led by a female. I haven't got her name right now, so I'll get that after the break. And she just created so much incredible music. I think she also did a lot of commercials, which is kind of a theme with a lot of these artists. They tend to make music for TV advertisements, for pop idols, for basically anyone who'll pay them. But this is her own project. I'll be playing you a few tracks from Hi Posse. This first one is called, oh gosh, it's a very long title and I didn't write it all out. The View of Human Nature is Essentially Good. So this is on a little 3-inch CD of mine, Hi Posse.
We'll be right back.
That was Hypozzy. We had three tracks from them there. The View of Human Nature as Fundamentally Good. Then Journey is Bad Mood. And we closed out there with Kumi no Suki na Katashi, which is one of the few songs that's actually got a Japanese title. Most of the tracks are in English. There's a little bit of French. The titles at least. But then, yeah, the vocals. it feels like they go about 200 beats per minute, and the mastering as well is really, really mixed. I'm pretty sure the next song I play is going to be super quiet, so you'll all be able to take a breath. We've sort of closed out our Shibuya K and we're going to move into the more gentle early 2000s when everyone was thinking about slow life and, you know, putting away the samplers and getting out the guitars and the trumpets and just figuring out what sounds they could make quietly in their own home. And that's one of the things that's interesting about the Japanese scene. A lot of the music that they're making, especially if it's live music, you know, not through your headphones, it's actually acoustically going to make sound in the room. It tends to be quite quiet live music, I guess, so that they don't annoy their neighbors in the apartment below. That certainly, I would say, reflects the next bracket. I'm going to take a few tennis coats related tracks. So Tennis Coats are a very famous band from the 2000s onward. Very much part of that sort of slow scene, I'll call it. But I want to take a track starting with Mahershala Al Hashbaz, which was Tori's side project. He is the guitarist from the Tennis Coats, but he had his own band using the name, the longest name in the Bible. And it's just a very gentle and uplifting, probably a really good antidote to Shibuya K. So here is Mahershala Al Hashbaz and Good Morning.
Good morning,
deep impression.
Good morning,
deep impression. Now I don't need to be afraid of any sudden dreadful things, cause I remember you've been with me.
Good morning,
good morning,
Listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM. Visit the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au/podcast to hear the most recent recording from each show, or 3cr.org.au/streaming to listen live.
Thank you.
much more gentle bracket there. You're listening to She Oscillates on 3CR Community Radio. This is a summer program. I'm Lou, and I'm taking you through some of my favourites in my CD and record collection from the Japanese music scene. Mostly Tokyo, a few things from Niigata, Nagasaki, Osaka, and we just started out that bracket with Mahershala Hashbaz, which is from Tori, who is the incredible guitarist of the Tennis Coats. He also does beautiful ceramics. If you go on YouTube, there's a lovely little documentary about the Tennis Coats, and you can see Tori making his little kind of angel figures, which he sells at his shows. They're just amazing shows where, you know, you'll see 7 to 11 musicians come up and mix and swap instruments, but always play just these perfect, gentle ensemble pieces. And after that, we heard from a band called My Pal Foot Foot, which is named after the Shags song, if you were wondering why that sounds so familiar. This is a band that I've only heard this one song. I have tried so hard to find something else of theirs. Maybe now people will be willing to give up their prized CDs. But we heard the track Ghost from My Pal Foot Foot. I never got to see those guys live, but I did get to see the last band we just heard, One One. They also have a Tennis Coats collection. So Satomi from Deerhoof, bass player of the Japanese/Californian band, got together with Saya from the Tennis Coats and made that incredible track. They've made quite a few, in fact, and I wish they would do more. They're so much fun to see live. Their interpretation of what makes a song, it's quite simple. I feel like if a Melbourne artist did the same kind of thing, it would kind of come off like, oh, are you trying to sing a kindergartner song or something? But because these two are such established, well-known, incredible songwriters, known to do math rock and, you know, just write reams and reams and reams of albums off the top of their head, I think no one's really up for challenging them, which is very nice. So we heard off there, what's the name of this album? I think it's called Au. That's the One One album, and I'm going to play another track off that now, and then we might see if we can pick up the pace a little. So we're going to hear the track now from One One called Halleluhi, and see if you aren't singing this later tonight. I bet you will be.
Hallelujah. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM on digital and online. 3CR Radical Radio.
Thank you. поэтому туда.
This is 3CR.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio. This is Lou and this is She Oscillates. I try to play femme-leaning, non-binary or female-identifying artists and just play the hell out of their music for an hour and a half on Saturdays over this summer. We just heard from Takako Minakawa, pretty much my favorite Japanese artist. She's been going for a very, very long time. And that track was Milk Rock off her Cloudy Cloud Calculator album, which is as cute and bubbly looking as you would expect it to be. Ooh, and Werner has stepped in. He'll be playing for us later in a few minutes with Hot Tamale. So look forward to that coming up. Before we heard from Takako, we heard Nobukazu Takamura. He was originally a jazz instrumentalist, I think, but went on to do a lot of really experimental electronic stuff. So here in Melbourne, we were lucky to have Synesthesia Records at that time, sort of around, you know, the turn of the century. And Mark brought in all kinds of incredible records, including that 7-inch of the track Picnic by Nobukazu Takemura. It is a beautiful pastel pink, and yet the cover is a horrid lime green. So, you know, it's a good contrast. And we opened up the bracket with one of the songs that I only heard it once, and I had it stuck in my head for about 3 weeks and I didn't mind, which is unusual. That was Hallelujah from 1-1, and that is a Deerhoof / Tennis Coats supergroup, essentially. If you can't tell, I'm kind of into the pop, the melodic, and so I certainly can't say that's all that Japanese music is. There's a lot of full-on noise and, you know, everything under the sun, as is the case in most music scenes. But I do like to pick out these little gems. And I have to say, when I found Takako Minakawa in Missing Link Records back in the day, I was so happy because all the music back then was kind of, you know, depressing and loud. And I thought, is there no space for, you know, something a bit kind of cheerful? And can women not make music? Like, I don't know. Just she's always inspired me, and she's had such a long career. These days she's making very atmospheric, ambient kind of music and sort of art installations. She's still making music, as are many of these artists, but she's had many transitions. I'm really just playing some of the best of her early stuff because I sort of like to show how established some women are in the scene, and you would never know it. And I'm not sure that this could happen in any other country. It feels like in Japan you can have a solo career and just like fly. In the indie scene, at least. Although it probably didn't hurt that her husband owned a record label. But that's a whole other story. Her music's definitely some of the best from the Shibuya K scene. I'm going to continue and play another couple of songs and then close out with something very experimental from an artist called Hako, also a discovery from Synesthesia Records. So we're going to move on to Fantastic Cat, the original version on Rumic Cube. And I think a lot of these records came out on Matador because they kind of picked up on how big the music scene was in the late 90s, so the Japanese music scene. So this is Fantastic Cat. Thank you.
You're listening to summer programming on 3CR. To check out our summer grid, go to 3cr.org.au/summer specials.
Yeah.
We started out the show with a whole bunch of one-minute tracks, and now we get up into the six, seven, eight-minute tracks. That was Hako, another very prolific and still continuing experimental female artist from Japan. She's been in a lot of other bands as well that I really loved, like Hawahio. And that's my show for today. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of insight into my Japanese indie pop record collection. This has been She Oscillates, my second show. I'll be back next Sunday, and I will soon return you to your regularly scheduled program, and we'll have Verna on for Hot Tamale. I'll close out the show with another really, really long track, but so we won't get to hear all of it. But this is just a great track from Nobukazu Takamura. Again, we heard Picnic earlier with the robot singing. This is from one of his most popular albums, Sign, and it's the title track. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay cool.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.